We're talking with Dr. David Bond as part of our ongoing coverage of the situation with the Norlite hazardous waste incinerator in Cohoes, which, among other things, a lot of attention has been paid to related to the incineration of toxic firefighting foam, also known as AFFF. And David, who's the associate director at the Center for the Advancement of Public Action at Benedict College, released a report on Tuesday about the issue of the burn-in of AFFF at Norlite and elsewhere. So, Professor Bond, what was the major part of your findings?
Well, first of all, thanks, Mark, for inviting me on the show to talk about this. So let me just walk you through a little bit. In 2016, the Defense Department decided to get rid of its stockpile of toxic firefighting foam, which we know is AFFF. It decided the fastest way to do so would be to burn that stockpile. This is, if you're thinking, burning firefighting foam sounds harebrained and a bit mad, you're absolutely right. There's no evidence that incineration breaks down the toxic firefighting foam AFFF, and good reason to think it does not. So we got involved in this, and folks started sharing some of the information, shipping manifests that were coming out about this operation. And so what we did this week was we compiled all of the known shipments of AFFF to incinerators across the U.S. And put it into one place and made all of that information publicly accessible for the first time. One of the things we noticed when we did that was that increasingly the national story about burning AFFF is the Norlite story.
And one thing from the news release, apparently you're not entirely sure that the Department of Defense gave you all the documents, but from what you have received, it appears that the shipment started quite a bit earlier than Norlite or the state of New York had previously disclosed, and at a larger amount.
That's right, Mark. So when the lawsuit and investigative journalism cracked a window on this operation and sort of began to show it in the unflattering light of reality, residents of Cohoes and the Capital District were rightly outraged. They demanded answers. And Mayor of Cohoes, Mayor Wheeler of Cohoes, reached out to DEC to ask, what are we talking about? How much and when, and what was going on with this AFFF? DEC provided the information it had to Mayor Wheeler, and we sort of took a look at that. And we quickly realized, and we were comparing that information to what was on the DOD, the Pentagon's shipping manifest, there was actually a tremendous amount of shipments that happened in 2017. Those shipments amount to about 5.5 million pounds of AFFF and AFFF wastewater that was shipped to Norlite in 2017. It appears that when DEC disclosed what it knew about AFFF at Norlite, it significantly undercounted the amount of AFFF that was being burned at Norlite.
Well, it does seem from our ongoing coverage of the story that DEC has a hard time actually reporting accurate information about what's going on at Norlite incinerator. They often deny that they know about something and then, oh, well, this person knew about it, but that's not really us, even though they work for us. But if you look at the big scale of this, this is a national disposal, incineration of this toxic firefighting foam by various incinerators that was rushed out. Is Norlite a small part of the story or a big part of the story?
Norlite is the story. If we take a step back and look at all of the national information, when we requested the information from DOD, that's all the shipments of AFFF to incinerators nationwide. And when we go through the information that DOD provided to us, what we see is that about 35% of all AFFF shipments end up landing at Norlite, ending their journey in the Capital District.
Should people be concerned about how much of this AFFF was actually burnt, at the facility?
Absolutely. I mean, the EPA, the Trump EPA, I should say, put out a report last year that tried to summarize what we know about how to get rid of this toxic firefighting foam. And what the EPA concluded was there was significant data and knowledge gaps in our understanding of incineration. And because of that, the Trump EPA refused to endorse incineration as a disposal method for AFFF. The military itself had significant concerns about the ability of incineration to destroy AFFF from the get-go. Nonetheless, the military wanted this problem off of its hands and decided shoveling it into incinerators around the country was the best way to get rid of the potential liability of AFFF. What this may do, I mean, in effect, the military redistributed its AFFF problem into poor and working neighborhoods across the country. And when we look, Norlite plays a huge role in where that AFFF went.
Now, just way some quick background, you know, the AFFF is part of the, you know, family related to PFOA, which is, you know, the situation out of Hoosick Falls water system where, you know, you initially got involved. And, you know, there's been ongoing studies that you have done, some samples of the AFFF that's coming out of that incinerator versus yes. DEC studies. And I know you had, you know, interview with other people on our station about this, but quickly, where does that all stand? Given this new information, given the ongoing dispute about how much of this AFFF is actually, you know, ending up, you know, in the community, what needs to happen at this point?
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, we know where the state of the science is, which is we don't know if incineration breaks these toxic chemicals down or emits them. We don't know that. We haven't known that during the entire rush to burn the military stockpile of AFFF. There was never any evidence or confidence that incineration was an effective way to break these chemicals down. You know, DEC put out a report last week that we talked about, and that report said in bold letters on the top, no clear link to Norlite operations from the PFAS levels in the soil around it. That seems a bit too strident of a conclusion for both the data that DEC has and for what we know of the operation. It's not clear to me why DEC keeps placing its own reputation on the line to exonerate the reckless burning of AFFF at Norlite.
And this is something which, you know, basically everybody has prohibited the future use. And it was also apparently the concern that this is going to be probably classified in the near future as a hazardous waste, which would greatly increase the cost of disposal. Yeah. You know, where can people get a copy of or look at this at this particular study? And, you know, what should they do if they're concerned about this?
You're absolutely right, Mark, that the science of the toxicity of AFFF is crystal clear. This stuff is hazardous. The policy designation of hazardous hasn't yet caught up to the science. So we're in this window right now, this lag between the science and the policy. The science is clear, it's toxic, the policy hasn't caught up. And so everybody that's sitting on stockpiles of this stuff is taking advantage of that lag, of that window, and trying to get rid of it as fast as they can. Now, what happened in the last 4 years is Norlite became one of the leading destinations of that effort of folks to rid themselves of AFFF and the liability it heralded. If folks want to know more about this issue, they can go to www.bennington.edu/AFFF, AFFF. And that will go to our website where you can see our full analysis of all of the data and also look at the data yourselves.
And just to make our listeners really happy, AFFF is one of hundreds of chemicals and other elements being burnt to this hazardous waste incinerator. This has been Professor David Bond of Bennington College, Associate Director, Center for the Advancement of Public Action. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.